From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The president to defend the Iran nuclear deal in a major address Wednesday. President Obama is set to deliver a major speech in Washington urging congressional approval of the international nuclear agreement reached with Iran to limit its nuclear program in exchange for a lifting of sanctions. The president will urge lawmakers in the midst of a 60-day review period to avoid squandering a historic opportunity to cut off Iran's path to an atomic bomb. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who opposes the agreement, lobbied American Jewish groups Tuesday.
The nuclear deal with Iran doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It actually paves Iran's path to the bomb. Worse, it gives Iran two paths to the bomb. Iran can get to the bomb by keeping the deal, or Iran could get to the bomb by violating the deal.
President Obama also held private meetings with Jewish leaders at the White House. A spokesman says he told them he believes the deal is in the national security interests of both the U.S. and Israel. Suspected Boko Haram militants killed at least eight people and kidnapped dozens of others early Tuesday from a Cameroonian village along the Nigerian border. Meanwhile, visiting U.S. Congressman Daryl Issa said Tuesday in Abuja, the U.S. is prepared to assist the Nigerian military once it puts its human rights concerns to rest.
But in the meantime, there is a greater level of military training that is needed that we will provide. There are forces from all of your neighbors that are coming together to assist. And we will continue to provide some of the most high-level surveillance and tactical assistance flown by U.S. to support the hunting down of Boko Haram.
Mr. Issa met with the new Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari. In June, Amnesty International accused the Nigerian military of systemic human rights abuses. This is VOA News. Forces backing exiled Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi recaptured an important military base from Houthi rebels Tuesday as they continued to campaign to reverse the Houthi campaign that forced Mr. Hadi to flee in March. Backed by airstrikes from a Saudi-led coalition, they seized the Al-Anad air base located about 60 kilometers from the port city Aden. Amnesty International Tuesday said it has confirmed that Sudanese forces committed war crimes against civilians in the South Kordofan region, including bombing and shelling. The rights group sent a team of researchers to rebel-occupied areas, concluding at least 35 civilians were killed in months earlier this year. Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, under International Criminal Court indictment for war crimes, is planning to travel to New York in September to speak to the UN. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner was asked if the visa request for the Sudanese leader has been made.
We don't talk about individual visa requests from the podium or even publicly in any way, shape, or form. You know, we've been very clear how we feel about the president of Sudan and that he's wanted for crimes, and we want to see him held accountable for those crimes. We have not, that I'm aware of, received any, or just rather we're aware of the reports, but we haven't seen anything beyond that.
Mr. Bashir had to leave South Africa earlier than planned early this year after a court ruled there he should have been banned from leaving before a hearing on the ICC indictments. The medical condition of Burundian rights activist Pierre Claver Mbonimpa appears to have improved after being shot Monday by gunmen on a motorcycle near his home. The attack followed by a day the assassination in the capital of President Pierre Nkurunziza's security aide and General Adolphe Nshimirana, raising concerns over revenge killings. Tanzania's four main opposition parties Tuesday named former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as their joint presidential candidate for October's election. The 61-year-old Lowassa served as Prime Minister from 2005 to 2008 until he resigned over corruption allegations, which he denies. New York City's largest recorded outbreak of Legionnaire's disease has killed seven people and infected nearly 90 others. Bill de Blasio is the city's mayor.
At this moment, we're confident, based on the medical and scientific evidence that we have identified the only sites that are causing this outbreak. And again, they have all been cleaned.
The disease is caused when water contaminated with the Legionella bacteria is inhaled into the lungs. The bacteria was discovered last week at a hotel and in equipment at a hospital. Thousands of firefighters are battling to contain 21 wildfires in California that have forced thousands to flee their homes and burn large swaths of land. The largest Rocky Fire grew to 263 square kilometers early Tuesday after bursting through containment lines north of San Francisco. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.